You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome. You're here.
It's sidetracked.
You're a good listener,
We have a new home.
You've moved over. You've come over here. We love you.
You're following us. Thank you for loving us enough to track where we are.
You're tracking where we are. This is the first episode in our new home.
Yeah.
With our new podcast network, All the Things.
Yes.
And so welcome, listener. And you know what's funny, everyone? And it's funny because when we were approached, if you listened to our last show that announced this, when we were approached on this, the person that reached out to us was like, listen, we want you in comedy. We think you will kill it in comedy. And we were both laughing. We're like,
what?
And he's like, the people want to laugh and they want clean content. And we're like,
well, Cynthia's not clean all the time.
No, I'm filthy. My mouth, you should hear me like a sailor.
She barely say the body parts.
I can't even say the body
without
parts.
Blushing. The wing wong woos. I mean, none of that over here.
What just happened? What did you say?
The wing wong woos, like all the body parts.
Did we get canceled?
Oh, the wingy wangy words.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say wingy or wangy. Okay, so we're in the comedy sector, and both of our other shows, Mesmerized and Don't Mom Alone, are in, what is it in? Family and
Kids and Family.
Kids and Family. So this is going in the comedy sector. So I want you to know that if this thing starts bombing and we have to start dropping F-bombs to make it in the comedy sector, then we will. No, I'm kidding. We will not do that.
We will not do that. I mean, there will be things that are different.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know, if you've been listening through Don't Mom Alone, I do my normal Don't Mom Alone little intro. This will have its own intro.
Yep.
I normally pray on Don't Mom Alone. We don't pray.
No, we can. I mean, I love to pray. This is like, listen, Harris, we're not like making some secular show. That's not the point. We're going to talk about our faith. That's all we know.
It's its own thing now. It's no longer under Don't Mom Alone. So,
okay.
Okay, but I need to know this story.
Okay, are you ready? You guys, here we go. Here's the story. And then we're going to do our favorite site or
what we're sidetracked by.
And then we're done. Okay, here we go, everybody. Are you ready? Yeah. So I was going to Houston to speak at this event, and I was driving there. And almost every time I travel or go to an event, my friends, like some of my friends will go with me. Like they're just
fun
that way. They're always like, I'll go. Where are you going? So I had had several of them say like, let me go to Houston with you. I'm like, no, I'm going to go stay with one of my friends from Baylor. And so I'm good. And so I used to think they were going with me because they're just fun, but I think they think I'm incompetent, which if you heard the last one, I left my makeup bag and all that. I apparently am incompetent.
They're going to like support you.
I think they're like, we just got to keep her crap together. Right.
Okay.
And so
watch the language.
Oh gosh, calm down. This comedy sector has gotten me riled up.
And can we put a little beep over beep, that? Beep. Okay.
I might say S-U-C-K-S in a minute. I might get crazy. Okay. So I'm driving
hanging around. Okay.
I stop at the Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
Okay. I stop at the Buc-ee's.
Do we need to like tell people about what the Buc-ee's is?
Buc-ee's is a fancy gas station. And the funniest story about Buc-ee's ever is how Melanie Schenkel told it one time that one of her friends from up north or something was driving to see her. And she said, I kept stopping at the most incredible gas station, Buc-ee's. And she's like, it's Texas. We're going to call it Bucky's.
Bucky's.
Busse's. So every time I stop, I'm like, I'm at Busse's, everyone. Okay. I stop at the Bucky's to get gas. I'm in a rental car. It doesn't matter what.
You actually stopped just to get gas.
No, I had to get a Diet Dr. Pepper because the Whataburger gave me a real one.
I just wanted to have real confessions by real people.
I wish Dr. Pepper would sponsor us. They're in Dallas.
I need us to do the Diet Dr. Pepper challenge.
Okay.
For our own little group of people.
Tracy, can you get us a sponsorship? Tracy with Dr. Pepper. She didn't know anybody there, but Tracy could maybe do something for us. I don't know. We talk about Tracy all the time. Okay, so anyway, I stop at Bucky's. I'm in a rental car. It doesn't matter why. I'm in a minivan.
Wait. I know. I mean, you ran out of cars probably.
Yeah. So I'm putting gas in the car and this woman comes up to me and her daughter who seems to be like about middle schoolish. Can you help us? We're hungry. And I'm like, I don't have any cash, which honest to goodness, I do not travel with 1 cent.
Yeah,
I
never have cash. Not I mean, a dollar. I'm telling the people truthfully.
Truthfully, I don't have any money for you, ma'am. And she's like,
do you
have
a Venmo? Did you say that?
Right. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash. And she's like, well, no, like we don't want cash. Like we are just hungry. Could we have food? And so the girl, the middle school girl's like, can I go in with you? And there's a big language barrier and it's taken a long time for us to figure out what we're talking about. And then she's like, can I go in with you? And so I'm like, no, I'm like, okay, I'll just go in and get you some. So I go in there and I get my diet doctor. No, I go to the bathroom and I'm like thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh, am I getting scammed? Do I do this? I'm going through all the stuff, keeping it real that we go through. And then I like suddenly it comes to mind, the Good Samaritan, like the story of the Good Samaritan. Yeah. Remember the priest didn't stop because the priest got on the other side of the road because, you know, he's going to temple and he doesn't have time for that.
I was speaking. Right. I tell these people to love people. Jesus' name.
Far be it for Cynthia Ganoff to go to the other side of the road on her way to the women's conference. I mean, no, ma'am.
I have a story with that. Yeah.
No, ma'am. Yep. And so I'm like, okay. So I get my Diet Dr. Pepper first. And then I buy them a sandwich and some goldfish and some goldfish and whatever. I go back out.
Fish. The loaves and the fish.
The fish and loaves. I did some wine. I gave him the Lord's Supper.
What are you, like Jesus now?
I literally.
Okay. You are Jesus to these people.
Okay. I didn't heal anybody, but other than that. All right. So they're out there by the car and I give them my.
Oh, do I need to tell Tracy about the fishes and loaves? We just dropped that.
Oh, yeah.
So Tracy, in the New Testament, there are multiple stories and several of the accounts of Jesus's disciples, of his miracles, where he was preaching, lots of people, everyone's hungry, and they want to send him away. And he's like, no, you need to feed him. And they're like, we don't have anything. We just have a couple fish and a couple loaves of bread. And he's like, okay. And he prays and he thanks God and he multiplies it and feeds everybody. 4,000 in one account, 5,000 in another account.
Anyway, says until they were satisfied. They
until
were
they were, and there was extra. So there you go. So this
the
is
emotional
Cynthia.
Eaters
Cynthia
had
is the feeding.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, I hand off the bag. She and the girl go get in a car that is as nice, if not nicer than my rental car to leave. And I'm like, well, you know, we could all talk about that, but I'm like, whatever. It's not, I don't know what I don't know. Fine. So they get in and leave. And so I'm like, at this moment, you guys, I left my purse when I went inside on the front seat.
No, you didn't.
Now I locked the car, but I left my purse on it. Okay. And I'm going to tell you a step further that I didn't, I told the story at the speaking thing, but I didn't tell this part. I left an expensive purse on the front and I'm not an expensive purse girl, but my husband gave me an expensive purse a couple of years ago. I never take it anywhere because it's not my vibe.
You just like to leave it on the front seat of
but
a car.
But sometimes he'll be like, why don't you ever take it? So I took it this one time. I left it in the front seat. So then I get back, I get in my car. I'm like, well, for sure they stole everything I own. So I'm looking through for my credit card. I'm looking, everything's there. Fine. I take off and I leave. I forgot to take the hose out of the car.
No.
I ripped the stinking hose right off the thing. Yes, I did.
You were driving down 45 with the gas pump in your rental car.
And so, no, I didn't get that far. But so I'm pulling up and you guys, it's Bucky's. And Bucky's has 7,000 pumps and 7,000 people. So
it
I hear
is
this.
The most crowded thing you've ever seen.
And I hear this, bam. I'm like, ooh. And then, and I'm already pretty far up. And I'm like, oh no. And so I have a decision to make. It's like when you're little and you fall on the playground.
Yeah.
Do you lay down and wail or do you jump up and pretend it didn't happen? And so I had that moment and I'm like, I jump up and pretend it didn't happen. So I am literally parallel, I guess, to the cars at the pumps in front of me. Like I've gone that far. I'm not by. I get out. I put it in park. I get out, I grab the hose, and I walk all the way back, like the walk of shame, back to my pump. I put it in there.
You just hang it up. And I'm not acting like it's not connected to the thing.
Never mind, it's connected to nothing. I put it back.
The next person's going to be so disappointed.
And then this is even weirder, you guys. I act like I'm typing something on the little screen. Why? What am I possibly typing?
What are you?
And then
you're Jennifer Garner at this point with your acting skills.
I grab my receipt. I walk back, head held high. I get in there, kind of looking around like, do y'all not always do that too? Like, pull the thing out. I get in my minivan.
You grab your fancy purse.
That's even worse. I get in the minivan where my fancy purse is still sitting, and I drive off, and I'm dying.
You didn't tell no authorities.
No, and here's why I didn't tell the authorities, everybody.
There's a gas leak on Bucky's still. Gas is just pouring out.
It blew up the Bucky's. No.
They have to have some fail safe or something.
Apparently people are so stupid in general, myself included, at the Bucky's and everywhere. It has like a little like eject or something, and it had an O-ring at the bottom. I did notice in my walk of shame, there was nothing spilled out. It's like it just literally just pulls out.
It just disconnects.
It just disconnects and it's nothing. And it didn't even rip it out. Like literally, I think.
So they could just go back in.
They just had to push it back
in. What would have been awesome is if you did. Oh,
just give me a minute. I'm gonna get this. So
it's like when you're doing the vacuum and it gets unplugged, yes, and you just plug it back in. You could have just this is what people do.
So this is how horrifying. Last thing I have to tell you about this, okay? So do y'all do Marco Polo? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The Marco Polo back and forth like video. So
it's kind of a way to communicate,
yes,
that people can watch your video messages when it works for them.
Yeah. So I Marco Polo these two friends of mine. Okay. And as I'm driving.
Your nails look so nice. Did you do that for the speaking?
Oh, I did.
Is it dip or gel?
You're so sidetracked. It's dip.
I know, but it's dip.
It's dip. And I did my toes.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
So you fit Marco Polo.
I'm showing it to the camera.
Amazing
so
nails.
I Marco Polo them and I tell them, I'm like, you guys, I just ripped this out of the thing. Mm-hmm. And I tell them the whole story. And it's the friends that are like, I know they're like on a separate Marco saying, this is why we don't let her travel alone. This is before I left my makeup back. And so one of them Marcos me back. And this is the funniest part to me. And I told this story that night when I was speaking and people were rolling. But you have to I wish you could see my face but my friend, in all seriousness, Marcos back and says, Cynthia, oh my gosh, have you not watched the news? That's how they sex traffic you. And I'm like, what? Like, who's that? Menopausal 50-year-old woman. Nobody wants me.
Who's
like,
sex trafficking you, by the way? The gas station?
Those people that apparently
the people.
She's like, those are sex trafficking people. And listen, I want y'all to hear me.
Was the middle school girl maybe trafficked?
I don't know. Nobody, they were, let me stop you. I'm not saying sex trafficking is funny. It's not funny any situation.
But
me being the population that they're going after, a menopausal 50 plus year old woman who just wants to read her books at night.
Who pulls gas station pumps
apart. Nobody wants to sex traffic Cynthia Yanoff.
Oh man.
And so my friends she's like, oh my gosh, what could have happened? Now, later I did start thinking, I'm like, okay, was this little girl okay? Did I miss the bigger picture? But she looked like her mom. They were speaking the same language to each other. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I understand.
It's hard to judge in these situations.
It was hard to judge that situation. But anyway, enough of that seriousness, you guys. I yanked the pump out of the thing at Bucky's and my friends thought I got sex trafficked and I left my purse.
You nearly escaped a sex trafficking ring. I mean, this is a situation. This is a praise the Lord.
So
you had the guardian angels watching out for you.
I have one other thing that's slightly funny about it, and then I promise I'm done. But the other thing, so I tell the story at the women's conference. I scratched I got rid of my whole intro and told the story. They are rolling. We're laughing about it all. And by the way, I told my friends, well, at least I stopped at Bucky's. It's safe. It turns out the Bucky's is 5 minutes from Huntsville, which is the biggest prison. So I'm like, oh, great. I'm right by a prison too. Cynthia, anything else? But I'm telling the story. And I said, I tell you this because I had downloaded an Audible book. It was a psychological thriller. So then whole rest of the way to Houston, I'm convinced because it's like they were following her at night. I'm like, oh, those people wanted my kidney. This is what this is about. They're following me.
They're doing organ harvesting.
Yes. Yeah, so I tell the group, I said, listen, I'm one door closing too loud or Bible being dropped in this room away from like hitting the deck.
Like a full panic attack.
Right. Here. Because I have been listening to psychological thriller. These people probably want to kill me from the Bucky's, whatever. So we laugh. I'm in the middle of talking about other stuff. I'm 25, 30 minutes into my talk later. All of a sudden the loudest, bam, the mic It wasn't mine though. Somebody else had a mic apparently, but we thought it was mine. Makes the loudest, not feedback, like a slamming noise. And when I tell you that place lost it laughing because I just said one loud noise away from Lizzie and I'm just standing there and people are dying. I'm like, what kind of sick joke is this?
This is what I'm saying. I'm picturing this in Ann Voss camp. I'm just saying, who's with me? If you all heard the last episode, anyway, I have a loud noise story from just this week. Our air conditioner went out this week.
Oh.
Upstairs.
Okay.
92 degrees inside our house.
That is ungodly.
So one of the UT parent posts, they were like, get ready to sweat when you drop your kids off. It's going to be so hot. And I'm like, oh gosh.
Yeah, hold my beer, Tennessee.
I'm like, I better bring some spare clothes. Am I going to have to shower in the boys' community shower?
Extra undies?
Oh no, girl. We get there. It is like vacation. It's 85 degrees and breezy in Tennessee at the height of the... Anyway, but warmer inside my house in Texas.
Right.
Did you know that cans of mousse volume spray can explode at those temperatures?
No, I also didn't know people are still using mousse.
It's cool. It's the Redken Big Guts, if anybody has that. And I don't know if this can is older and that's why it did this. We were talking to the AC guy. He's downstairs. He's told us what's wrong. He's about to go fix it. And we hear the loudest explosion.
Oh.
And like all these things fall down. My son is in the toilet room right next to where it happened with the door shut, thankfully.
Also called the bathroom.
Well, but there's the bathroom, but then there's like where the toilet is just in its own in a little room. Thankfully, with the door shut right next to him, this can explodes. It launches every other product I had under the sink around the room with like shards of plastic.
Oh.
All the way across into the bathtub, into like...
What was it?
It was that Big Guts exploded from the heat.
Oh, that's what the noise was. Oh, I'm just falling.
The whole can unraveled and exploded.
That's so bad.
Sticky stuff.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I'm trying to mop it up with it. I'm just like pouring buckets of water on the floor and like using towels to get the sticky Big Guts off the ground. Anyway,
that is so bad.
Do not leave cans in your car. Can you imagine in a car in Texas?
No,
No. Don't leave your products. Anyway,
I've left a Diet Dr. Pepper like can in there.
There's your warning. There's your warning. Words have power. We know that the words we say to ourselves, the words we put in our minds and our hearts really matter. But wouldn't it be awesome if those words were God's words? God's words when things are hard or feel out of control. God's words on the tips of our tongues for our loved ones. God's words in the middle of our day, in the middle of the dark night, giving us peace and joy and direction. And you might be thinking, I see what you're saying, but I am no good at memorizing scripture. Well, that's why I'm thrilled to tell you about one of my favorite companies. It's called Dwell Differently. They have monthly memberships that help you memorize one Bible verse each month. One verse that then becomes two verses and three verses. And the next thing you know, you have this whole arsenal of verses stored up in your heart and mind, words that are powerful and transformative. And when you sign up for a Dwell Differently membership, you get a kit in the mail and you can choose between temporary tattoos. Yes, temporary tattoos or stickers. Also, it comes with a keychain and a print that I like to put in a little block on my counter in the kitchen. And they even have a whole digital kit that includes lock screens, coloring sheets, discussion questions, and so much more. And I'll tell you what, when you have these things, you'll find, especially if you wear the tattoos, people are going to ask you about them. I've had my son's friends ask me, I didn't know your mom had a tattoo. And then I get to practice the scripture that I'm memorizing because these tattoos and these stickers and these keychains aren't the entire verse. They're the first letter of each word in the verse. And it's a mnemonic device to help you memorize it more quickly. And the designs on these, y'all, are fantastic. You have got to go to the website and check it out. So sign up for a year-long membership. Commit to getting in God's truth for good. Go to dwelldifferently.com/sidetracked to get started. So that's dwelldifferently.com/sidetracked. And you'll see if you use the code SIDETRACKED, you will get your first month for free, plus an additional discount off an annual membership, and you can start memorizing with us today.
What are you sidetracked by? Are we hitting that?
But do you have an Amazon party?
No? We'll talk about it next time. They had giveaways. We can talk about this next time. They had giveaways, and I want to talk to y'all about Amazon parties.
Okay, we'll so next time. What are you getting sidetracked by? I want to tell you about chicken chips.
Chicken chips.
I knew you would be such a big fan of this. It's That's a great gross. Snack.
That's nasty.
So good.
Are they a sponsor? If so, they're great. Everyone. No. Okay. Chicken chips.
It's. What? I think the brand is Wild. I should have looked this up.
Oh, but that's like a pork rind?
What's it? No, it tastes just like your, and it was like buffalo flavored. It tastes just like a chip, but it is made out of chicken and broth. It's super high protein, low carb.
Did delicious. You bring me one? Like where are they?
I have them in the kitchen.
You should have had one for you to try.
I mean, I can. I can go get one. You want me to get one?
Go get one and I'll talk about when I'm sidetracked okay. by. Okay. You guys. I have three. Okay. Well, last week, Heather talked about this show, The Bear. I think we talked or last time about The Bear. And I was telling her how I got so depressed and I couldn't watch it anymore. And they say the F word so many times, I want to puke. I kept watching. And I'm going to tell you something. Season two is so much better. So everyone, just if you're watching The Bear, you haven't. And if you're trying to get through season one, oh my gosh, I'm loving it now. So that's one thing I'm sidetracked by. Heather's still in there getting treats. So it's just you guys, you and me. And we have video now. I don't know where this video is going to be, but you could see that Heather's leaving and okay, coming back.
I am. I'm back. Got my
chips. Is this Heather? Is this video going to be somewhere if people want to see it? We'll let you know later. Maybe I'm sure it's going to be on YouTube. I don't know. We don't know anything. Okay. The guy in charge.
We're just making it.
Okay, I'm going to eat one of these chips, these chicken chips.
Wait, did you already say your thing?
Yeah, I already told them. It's about the bear. You can listen back. They don't want to hear it again. They don't care.
Okay.
Okay, you start talking.
Okay, it has chicken egg whites, chicken bone broth. It's good, right? Cayenne pepper, buffalo.
I kind of like it.
Wild. They're good.
I really do like it.
I'm a crispy person.
I wanted to hate it. There's something else we can't talk about.
You can eat 20 chips and it's only 170 calories. But the bigger deal is you'll get 10 grams of protein in those 20 chips. So
it'll fill you up.
It'll fill you up and only 6 carbs out of that.
Okay. I like them. Okay. What's number two?
Perimenopausal women.
You like, because she's not. Now, what's number two?
Part of Quaid, like this summer and then just even our car ride to Tennessee, he's gotten into the show How I Met Your Mother, which I'm not saying y'all should watch this show. It's very much into like casual sex and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying TV shows these days.
Does it show front bottoms and stuff?
No, there's no nudity. It's a sitcom. Okay. Have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
No.
It starts off with the premise that he's like
The Chosen.
He's talking to his kids and he's retelling them how he met their mom. And it's basically this guy in his 20s, 30s and like his friend group. Kind of like a Friends, but a little more modern. Anyway. So we watched it in the car all together on the way to Tennessee. And then I've been watching it as I declutter. That's my trick is I'll just have an episode on because those heavy sitcoms, like they're very dialogue heavy. I say heavy sitcoms. They're dialogue heavy. Uh-huh. So you can listen and be doing other things. Yeah.
That's why I do the Audible right now.
Yeah, I'm not reading books right now.
That's the only thing that gets me interested in like decluttering or going walking or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How I Met Your Mother. Okay.
I mean, I'm not recommending, you know.
No, it's fine. Send your hate mail
to
Heather McFadden at.
I know.
Okay, here's the next one. True to life, if you send her an email, it'll bounce back. She's got the sorriest email system you've ever seen.
We have an email, though, for Sidetrack now.
Oh, we do?
I told you.
Oh, that's right. You did send it to me. And we're not. Are we giving it out?
I don't know. I'm just saying we've got a new email system for this show.
Okay. Next thing. The next two I'm going to tell you both in a row, and they're both kind of boring. But you guys, because we talked about decluttering, I went to Costco. Well, first of all, I went to Costco and I got black, like, I don't know how you say it, felt hangers. Is it felt? I don't know what
they're
that
like,
is.
They call them velvet hangers.
Okay, velvet hangers. Yeah. And I'm not a velvet hanger. Like, I have dry cleaning hangers. I don't know what I have going on.
I got that.
Yeah. Well, I bought the pack and it comes with, like, I don't know, a ton of them for not that much. Like, $10 or $11. You get, like, 40 of them. Oh, my gosh. I love them. And I don't even know why. It's the most boring thing I've ever talked about. But I love these hangers. And I get so sad when I run out of them and I have to go to the old crappers over there.
Like the dry cleaning ones? Yes. Like the wire ones?
Yes. And so anyway, at Costco, they have these. I'm going back for more. I love them. We get no money from this. I'm just telling you.
They probably have them on Amazon.
I'm sure they do. We'll probably find them and link them. Second thing is also, my last thing is also Amazon. For Christmas, Mike and Kate at Amazon is walking by. At Costco, I was walking by and on the right hand side, you know how they always have that stuff when you walk by on the ride on Costco, and I'm always a sucker for it. And they had these big clear containers that you can use for organizational stuff. And I just looked, I'm like, ooh, I would love those. Well, they bought me two of them, two huge boxes of them. They have every different size to do your drawers and all that. Well, I never used them until recently. And I, in my head, I was going to redo my pantry and I was going to look like, what's that show?
home edit?
Yes. I was going to be home edit in my pantry. Yeah. Instead, we have pantry moths right now. I can't even. I'll tell you later. And
you told me to watch out for the Costco rice.
Oh, yeah. So we'll talk about that another day. Anyway, it's fine. So it's fine, everybody. It's fine.
Calm down.
Just calm down. And so I have been using that. And I took all my medicine stuff. I have medicine from the 1800s that I don't throw away.
Yes.
I mean, I've been known to take a bad antibiotic. I don't care. But I redid all my little medicine things. And then I started doing like the washcloths in one area. I started using them like instead of pantry everywhere. And it leads me into something you did because my daughter was cyberbullying you. And I saw that you.
This is my third sidetrack thing is.
Oh, it is? Home you goods. Were using those.
Because I went things. For Quaid to get like different cute containers for his dorm room. And then I just brought extra ones. I'm like, I don't know what spaces we'll have in his room. And there were a few things that I bought, but I didn't use. And I'm like, well, I could return to Home Goods or.
Hand me the chips.
I could organize.
I think I have enough.
I could organize like all of our drinks. You know, what are they called? Yeah, there's sound quality. Enjoy that sound.
Can you hear me crunching?
Yes,
MR. They're called sippy cups for adults. What are those? Like the Yetis and things.
Yeti's the brand, but you know, like coffee mugs. I've got all different sizes. A lot of them were mine, to be honest. And I just put them all on the counter. I'm like, which can go? They don't even have a lid. They don't even work. They're too old. Mm-hmm. We never use them. And which one do I want to keep? So I use those bins, plastic bins.
Okay. Well, I got them at Costco. They have every size and it's in a big thing. And it's I got it for Christmas, but I love it. So anyway, you and I guess that's our last thing.
I would say like any kind of organizational, I ordered on Amazon. I'll put the ones I got. It was a set for all my baked goods, like flour, sugar, brown sugar, because my youngest son, after he's been getting up at 5 a.m. to go to cross country, this seventh grader, bless his little heart.
Terrible.
So he's going to bed early, but between school, homework, dinner.
Right.
He's deciding the other night he wants to make candy because he saw some YouTube video out of sugar, vinegar, and water. And so he's getting into all the baked goods and it's just a mess. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to use these. So that's what I did yesterday. I'll have to show you. It's very impressive. It's very impressive.
Yeah, it is. We need to link those because
it is so nice.
I love these containers.
I feel so much like more peace.
I do, except for the pantry moths. But again, we're not talking about that.
The pantry moths.
Another day, another topic.
You know the moth story of, I have a friend, she didn't know that the moths were coming into her living room and they had like nested under her couch and were eating her wool rug. And
it's a whole situation. You're doing what I do to my kids. You found worst story.
So then what I learned from her was that when they are leaving their little cocoons, It looks like rice. They're shedded cocoons. And so I had a wool rug before and I saw this little rice things and I'm like, oh shoot, I have them. And I did, they were under my couch. And so thankfully I caught it early and I like got rid of the couch, got rid of the rug, vacuumed up a ton.
Well, thanks for that. I thought
I would just say
I don't have a rug down right now because we have a puppy.
No, I check under your couch.
Okay. Okay, everyone, that's that might have gotten really boring, but I need to know.
I don't think it was boring. I think everyone's very well informed now. They know what to avoid. Avoid people at the Buc-ee's asking for sandwiches. Put your gas pump back in its.
Oh my gosh! Right, put it back. Don't get expensive purses. If you do, don't leave them in the front seat.
Yeah, don't leave them in the front seat.
And you can have these buffalo chips. And by the way, each time she's given it to me, I've taken one chip and then she pulls the bag back. So
I don't know that this is the time. We can eat them once we turn this sound
fine.
Okay. Well, thanks for getting sidetracked with this in our new location.
Our new location and
sidetracked. Leave a review here. Oh my gosh, please leave reviews.
Please
because
leave
a review. A new show, new feed, we aren't standing on the shoulders of Don't Mom Alone. And it's like,
yeah, we need you to leave reviews.
11 years of
that'll help people find us. And the other thing is also Sidetracked is going to have its own like Amazon page too, Steph, or whatever it's called.
I hope so.
We're going to have some Sidetracked stuff. But for now, everybody, thank you.
Your next assignment is subscribe.
Please.
Tell people, leave a review. They say to only have one call to action, but we really need y'all to. You have been so sweet this last year, DMing us, telling us how much you love it, telling your friends, and
which is legitimately
literally why we have this opportunity. This was not something we were looking for.
I mean,
we started two businesses.
Oh, did we?
You started a Mahjong product line, and I started a Mahjong teaching line.
Yes, and here we are now with Sidetrack, and we're doing it because of you guys, because you have loved it. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. Okay, y'all, this is when we need you to show up. make sure you tell a friend, hey, I just listened to the funniest episode of Sidetracked. And make sure you are subscribed so when our next episode drops in a couple weeks, you won't miss it. Thanks for tracking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.